guru will know that. What is favorable, what is unfavorable. Lagu needs to be in connection with guru. The disciple needs to be in connection with guru to properly navigate, to understand what is the purport of the scriptures. I remember once in a town called Donetsk, is that a town in the Ukraine? We were there, initiated one lady on behalf of Srila Gurudev, and she wanted to know what should be her morning sadhana. So I said, well, what are you doing now? And she said, I chant the Narayan Kavacha. I said, really? Well, why do you do that? And she said, oh, Srila Prabhupada, in his book, he's saying how important this is. And if you'll do this every day, so many amazing things will happen. And I said, oh, yeah, the Narayan Kavacha, sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, yeah. And interestingly, in his lifetime, one of his disciples started doing that. They read there, and one who, this Narayan Kavacha, this is the supreme, and one who will do this, don't. And so they started doing it. When Prabhupada heard about it, he said, why are you doing this? I never told you to do this. He said, no, in your purport, says how important. He said, you stop this. So what really, how to proceed, we need to get guidance from the superior Vaishnav, Guru Achinoti Yashastartam, who can extract the inner meaning of the scripture so that we'll understand the same thing that is unfavorable in one circumstance is favorable in another. So your original question was about attachment. First question. So I'm reminded of whom we know affectionately as Malta Malini, our god sister from Malta. When she was leaving Calcutta once, like she's leaving the next day, but the day before, and the Dum Dum Park Mat, there's Radha, Guru Gauranga, Radha, Madan Mohanju. She saw one cat and thought to be affectionate to the cat. And just a little footnote, cats and dogs in India, they don't occupy the same position they might in other countries. There are not a lot of lol cats in India, you could say. So so cats are suspicious of people. They don't come if you call them. They shrink away. But she thought, oh, maybe the cat doesn't understand my affectionate nature. And no, here, kitty. She's going like, and she thought, oh, I'll just grab the cat and like pet and the cat will understand I'm friend. Said the cat bit her with the teeth into her arm, like heavily. So she had to get a rabies shot or a series, you know, anyone who knows, that's very painful. And so it's the day before she's leaving. Right? And the next time she goes to see Gurudev to say goodbye, her arm's all wrapped up in bandages, you know. And she comes before him to get some parting words. And Gurudev says, do not be attached too much to any person, place, or thing, or animal in this world. And she's sort of smiling and blushing. But when he said this list, in the end, he said, or any human being, like that. So there's that, how we conventionally understand what is attachment. And even we could say, in the case of human beings, very often, if not most often, if not all the time, whom we're attached to, we're projecting something onto another person. We're so deeply attached to a person, place, or thing. But where's the attachment? It's not in them. The attachment is in us. It's some conceptual thing. They symbolically represent something to us that we feel we cannot break that or will somehow become undone, be unsafe, full of anxiety, have a meaningless life, whatever it might be. But really, the seat is within us. So, oh, this reminds me as well, when we were making Golden Volcano, Srila Guru Maharaj, at first he kept saying, Golden Volcano, Divine Lava. And then he would say, is lava love? Like that. Is lava love? And then he would go on describing a little more. Golden Volcano, Divine Lava. Is lava love? And so he asked me, he said, are there any connections between the word love and lava? So this is pre-internet, pre-digital, when there were these things called libraries. You've probably read about them on Wikipedia. And so we live next to a major university with a pretty large library. So I went there and I thought, I'm going to consult what they call OED, the Oxford English Dictionary. It's huge, like each giant book volume for a letter, like A, B. So I thought, I'll look up love, because I couldn't find any connection with that and lava. So I find in the book L, love, and it's this book you read with a magnifying glass. The type is very small. Same, going up and down the page. And at last it said, Sanskrit, from the Sanskrit, lobha, lubhyati, which means desire, like passionate desire. Like we know, if you associate with Americans for any particular length of time, you're likely to hear them say something like, I love pizza. Right? So I can say, is that love? Pizza love. Is that love? Or we're back to hankering, mundane hankering, desire to consume something. When it's pizza, we can smile and laugh about it. When it's another person, it's not so funny if you're the one being consumed or devoured by somebody's lust or desire in the name of love, right? An attachment. They're so attached to this consuming tendency that Guru Maharaj says is identified in the pages of the Bhagavatam as hridrogam, right? Heart disease. As he told that man, what is the root cause of suffering? What is this heart disease? This I want, thinking I if I can acquire something and devour that, consume that. We're called consumers, right? All over the world, consumer protection. We're consumers. If I can consume something, I'll find happiness and satisfaction and fulfillment. And it's really on the basis of remembering the very high sloka, Vikriditam Brajabhudu Viritam Jibishnu, Sridhanvito Anushranayad Artha Varnayedya, Bhakti Param Bhagavati Pratilabhyakamam. So it's so extraordinary that in this practical dealing and situation that Guru Maharaj would recall this sloka from the Rasa Lila section, but use it in practical application by saying, factoring in reincarnation and saying, when I was in the body of an elephant, I devoured jungles. Like the other day, Paramananda Prabhu and I saw, it's one of the attractions of Chiang Mai, is this is the natural habitat of elephants. They actually lived here before, and they still live here. And we saw them there, just a mother and a calf, you know, eating their daily 80 kilos of, you know, of jungle or forest. So I said, when I was in the body of an elephant, I ate a jungle, and that hunger wasn't satisfied. And when I was in the body of a stool-eating pig, I ate a hill of stool, and it was not satisfied. And interestingly, when Guru Maharaj preached this man like that, the man started to cry because he was a little embarrassed by what he had said before that. Like, what is the benefit of establishing some place? Just talking about Krishna. Why don't we help people? And Guru Maharaj is saying, you will not help them that way. Only by repurposing attachment will you help them. Right? So the man started to cry. And then he said, Swamiji, I believe in God. And Guru Maharaj said, your eyes are the evidence of that. So in one place, we're told that lolyam, that hridrogam, that heart disease, that mundane attachment to persons, places, things of this world, that will be an obstruction on the path of progressive devotion. Then, in his counter sloka, Krishna Bhakti Rasa, Bhavitamati, Kriyadamyati, Kutopi Nalabhyate, Tatra Lolyam, Mulamekalam, Janmakoti, Janmakoti, Sukritar, Nalabhyate. Here, now he's saying Lolyam is good. He just said Lolyam is what will spoil devotion, attachment, this type of mundane. Now suddenly there's some other type of Lolyam that's the real thing. And if you've got that, that's your ticket. That's the purchase price of Krishna consciousness. So then it means, oh, ultimately, desire, hankering, attachment, all these things, they're not bad. It's toward whom and where is that located? Right? Deep in the heart's core? Right? He's saying, Janmakoti Sukritar Nalabhyate. You won't get this type of hankering for 10 million births of doing the right thing. That's amazing. 10 million lifetimes of doing the right thing won't give you this. Where will you get the what's required? This lolyam, this hankering, ashakti, otherwise described, Rupa Goswami. Shraddha, faith will lead you to devotees. Sadhu Sangha, you'll associate with them. In their association, Sadhu Sangha Satovrade, you'll improve. Your hankering will improve. It will shift. Param drishva nivartate. You can start hankering for real, substantial things, just as you can here. Much chitta, that gata prana, what does he say? Tushyanti cha ramanti cha. As deep, sensual an experience can be in the mundane sense, can be even deeper, more intense, greater intensity and magnitude in the spiritual experience. But where will that be awakened? Bhaktya sanjataya bhaktya, in association with those who have that. This once, that lolyam can also be described as hankering. As Guru Maharaj would say, earnest, sincere hankering, not curiosity. We should not confuse being curious about something with genuine hankering for a connection with it substantially. So that devotee, actually Shyamananda Prabhu, he said, how do get this hunger? That was the word being used. And Guru Maharaj said, associate with the hungry. And we know, like from being with Srila Gurudev, Sometimes Vaishnava Maharaj, Shrutashrava Prabhu would point this out. Even if we had just taken a feast, if Gurudev started describing prasadam, different preparation, he described them in such a way that he awakened your appetite again. Even if you'd just eaten, all suddenly you were this, he stimulated your appetite. And that's what we're told. That will happen in association with those who have some genuine hunger and appetite for Krishna consciousness. If you can't follow what they're saying, serve them. And what's in them will be transferred to you, like an infectious disease, but in a good way. That's why they say something. Don't, you know, you make sure you clean the glasses and sterilize everything. And we're saying the opposite of that. If someone's infected with Krishna consciousness, take their remnants, and you'll be infected too, and that's a good thing. Right? Serve them. And what's in their heart, which is not only the love and affection, but the hunger, hankering, attachment, if you will, attachment to Krishna, to devotion, to devotees, that will be awakened in your own heart. Sadhu Sangha, Bhajan Akriya, under their direction, they tell you what to do, how to make your approach. Anartha Nivritti, misconception is gradually being converted into proper conception. Artha means, in this sense, meaning. Anartha, the wrong idea, the misconception. Anartha Nivritti, that's changing. What we misconceived in the beginning is now shifting and moving towards proper conception. Nishta, nishta. So what was the lagu light on the superficial soil, like the little plants in the nursery, they can't be put in the outside soil yet until they get some roots. When they become deeply rooted, then they can be transplanted to different environments and survive, not only survive, but thrive. Right? So the progressive madhyam adhikari devotee, by converting misconception to proper conception repeatedly and in many varieties of ways, they get some strength, right? And some insight and some confidence to proceed. Nishta, ruchi, then what was previously being done out of obligation, the order of guru, sometimes even painfully, tapa, right? Voluntarily inconveniencing oneself for the sake of spiritual realization. Now there's some actual taste for those things. Person likes to hear about Krishna. Namagane sada ruchi, likes, has some taste for the holy name. Ruchi, then what? Ashakti, that's attachment. So now the good, now being attached to the right things, to spiritual association. It's all right to transfer our attachment to devotees, substantial devotees. We want their association. We want to be in their association. We hanker for their association. Bhav, the Bhav Ankur. At this point, the Bhakti Lata Beej has sprouted, blossomed, and is flowering, yielding a sweet fragrance that Krishna finds pleasing. Krishna actually is attracted to the devotion that's in the heart of that devotee. And that intensifies, the bhav produces the fruit, prem. Like that. Attached to seva. Daruka. Is that a question? or you're just sending messages to me. Hare Krishna. Does that answer your question? Or is there another question?
They have a question from the internet.
Yes.
Teresa Loretta de Mola asked...
Tapano Nandini.
Yeah. She asked, what is the happiness in the Krishna consciousness?
It's a very broad subject. What is the happiness in Krishna consciousness? Because Kaviraj Goswami tells us, Bahye Bishajalahoy, Bitore Anandamoy, Krishna Premer, Premer, Adbhuta Charit. The Adbhuta Charit, wonderful, wonderfully astonishing characteristic of Krishna Prem. The highest type of Krishna consciousness, is that although externally one appears to be suffering, internally they're relishing some extraordinary type of sweetness. So we cannot have a stereotype about what is happiness in Krishna consciousness. In the Brihad Bhagavatamritam of Sanatan Goswami, when he's concluding perhaps the first section, he's saying the real rasic devotees of the Lord, they alone understand the joy and the superiority of viraha, of separation, that if Krishna consciousness is about depth of love, right? Hladini, what is that? The sar of Hladini is prem, bhav, the sar of that, the cream of that, bhav, mahabhav, ultimately. Mahabhav means in this sense, the greatest heart. Who possesses the greatest heart full of Krishna consciousness to the greatest degree, the greatest depth of heart? Srimati Radharani, Mahabhav Swarupini Radha Thakurani, Hladini Shakti, personified. We're told that, so if this is about achieving the greatest depth of heart and magnitude of heart and intensity, Guru Maharaj reveals, and we're back in golden volcano, divine lava, that in separation, a greater depth and magnitude and intensity of heart is achieved than in union. So when Srila Gurudev was dealing with this question once, he said with some almost disgust, he said, that someone was trying to put forth the idea that union was higher than separation. And Gurudev said, even the animals know about union. He said, goats, they understand something about union. He said, but who understands the peculiar joy of separation? Not the animals, certainly. Guru Maharaj liked to quote Shelley saying, our sweetest tales are those full of the saddest thoughts. And we just celebrated Ram Shakti Sita, her appearance day. And Guru Maharaj gave that as an example. And on whatever level we're familiar with that story, it's full of heartbreak, just heart-rending pastimes that are beyond comprehension. Right? As I told the other day, that Hanuman is questioning Ram. Like, what are you doing? The devotees are wailing when Sita is being banished. She's pregnant with the twins, Love and Kush. So many things there. It's heartbreaking and tear-inducing And we want to go on hearing the story. We can't stop it. We can't ignore that. We want to hear more. It has such a hold on the heart. So Srila Gurudev, he liked to quote from the Antya Leela of Chaitanya Charitamritam, the Rupa Goswami sloka, Pidabir Navakala Kutakatuta Garvasya Nirvasino Nishandena Sudham Mudham Hankara Sankochane Prema Sundari Nanda Nandana Pro Yashantri Jagir Gayante Sputamasya Vikaras. I forget the last line, but this Navakala Kuta Katuta. When Shiva's drinking the ocean, that's called Kalakuta, this poison. They're saying the cobra venom is this type of poison. They said, what is the Krishna praying? The real joy, happiness in Krishna consciousness appears like you've been bitten, poisoned by a cobra, and you're hemorrhaging while taking, bathing in a shower of nectar at the same time. If you can hold these two things, it's almost counterintuitive. Or what's the Sanskrit expression regarding two opposites being held in the mind at the same time? No. I can't remember the phrase now. But these two polar opposites, in a sense, simultaneously, saying that's the actual position of the higher devotees. But as indicated in the Bhagavad Gita by Srila Guru Maharaj, katayan chastamam nityam tushanti cha ramanti cha, when the devotees are discussing these pastimes, the wide variety of pastimes, it's as if they're feasting. That's tushanti. Like when we have a big feast and there's one tasteful thing after another and you're tasting this and the next thing is more tasteful than that, another tasteful thing, another tasteful thing. And as much as you feel nourished and acquiring strength and vitality from that, so that's what the devotees get. Hearing, that's their pleasure. Hearing and chanting about Krishna. But, that said, the sweetest songs are those that tell the saddest tales. So where is the focal point? What does Gurudev say? What is Mahaprabhu's tasting matter? People say, well, these are very high things. Oh, yeah, right. The very high thing is called Krishna consciousness. It's a very high thing. It's the most high thing. It's the greatest type of happiness. Right? So Krishna, who's Akhila Rasamrita, he's Rasaraj. Right? He's taste personified. Akhila Rasamrita Murti, he's what? Anandam Brahmano Bidban. He's happiness personified. Satchit Ananda Vigraha, Krishna. That Krishna, when he says that it appears to him that what is being experienced by Srimati Radharani is 10 million times greater happiness than what he is experiencing. So why don't we accept Krishna as an authority on happiness, considering that he's happiness personified? So if happiness personified came to you and said, there's a greater happiness. And what is that? I said, my beloved Srimati Radharani, what she's experiencing, in my estimation, omnipotent, omniscient Krishna says, in my estimation, the happiness she is experiencing is 10 million times greater than what I'm experiencing. So are the devotees in a lesser position? And aparam kasyapi pranayi janavrindasya kutuki rasotstamam ritva maduram upaboktam kamapiya. thing. And interacting with her, serving all the Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavitavis Tabirya Eva Nijarupateya Kalavi, so many millions and billions of divine expansions, extensions of her. Still, what she possesses alone is awakening in me the curiosity to experience her position. Then Gurudev says, what is Mahaprabhu's tasting matter? What is he? That Rasaraj Krishna, Anandamurti, happiness personified, what does he want to taste and experience? Two focal points, both zenith of separation. Kurukshetra, after 100 years of separation from those who cannot tolerate the blink of an eye separation in Kurukshetra. And where is that expressed? At the Rath Yatra of Jagannath. And then after so many years of that, then privately, behind closed doors, in the Gangbir, in the association of Swarup and Ramanand, Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Roy, Uddhava Darshan, the Brahmar Gita, we're back to that. This, and what is he doing? The last 12 years of his life, relishing this 24 hours a day. And everything that goes with it. The Krishna Karnamritam, the Gita Govinda, Vishvesham Anuranjanena Janayan Anandam Indivara, Shreni Shamala Kamala, Anangotsavai. I like this, it says there, Krishna's body is like a feast for the eyes, the nose, the everything about a festival. A sensuous festival on all levels, right? To those who have that hankering for that connection. The greatest joy comes to them. Guru Maharaj saying, without hunger, what can you taste? But and if there's deep hunger, then everything will be relished. So we say, what's the greatest happiness? It must be from the position of the greatest hunger, which means is achieved in separation. From there, everything will be relish, a point of relish, pleasure and satisfaction and happiness. So we've been advised, move in that direction. That's the safe path for the devotees and realistic from our present position. So we're fortunate to be indicated to move in that direction. And by no less than Krishna himself appearing as Mahaprabhu. Guru Rupa Harim Gauram, Radha Ruchi Ruchavritam, Nityam Nomi Navadvipe, Nama Kirtana, Nama Kirtanartanai. Mahaprabhu Gauranga Sundarabara, Nityam Nijer Namabhi. He's taking his own name, it's making him very happy. Sweetness is tasting itself, becoming mad, mad dance, and the outcome, and the extension of the holy name. Guru Maharaj says in Premadama Stotram, Krishna Nama Siddhu Dama Danya Dana Sagaram. We're talking about elephants. The Dan Sagar means, like, elephantine is an adjective in English. Do they have that in Russian? Some word? It means large. If you say something is elephantine, it means really big. So the Dan Sagar gift, they would literally give elephants, like we know, and they gave 10,000 elephants. But Guru Maharaj is saying here, this is the gift, golden gift of the Golden Lord. He's giving Krishna Nam, which is what? Siddhu Dham, the abode of all nectarine substances. Ratnamala, Nikhila Shruti Moli, Ratnamala, of all sounds, the supreme sound, the Shrutis, who are sounds personifiers, this is the supreme sound, the name of Krishna. And what is it? The abode of all nectar. in that sense, joy. Krishna nama siddhu dhamma, danya dana sagaram, dana sagaram, the most extraordinary gift. And what does Rupa Goswami say? Tunde tandavani ritim bitanute tandavali labdiye karna krodha kadambini gatayate karnar budhebya spriham. That when you're tasting the name Krishna proper, how much joy is there to be experienced? He said, one tongue is insufficient. One will desire to have millions of tongues. Again, from the hankering position, millions of tongues to taste the sweetness. And how sweet is that sound? One will desire millions of years to catch all the nectar from the holy name of Krishna. Brindaranyam swapada ramanam pravishad gita kirti. We were speaking earlier today about Giriraj Govardhan, because he's by now, he's arrived in Shenzhen. Srila Avadhut Maharaj brought Giriraj Govardhan, one for Shenzhen. Where was the other one to go? Oh, in Kiev. So, Nalina Nayana and Abhiram Prabhu and Shyamananda Prabhu, they flew to Shenzhen, and I told her, please inform me when Giriraj has arrived there. So, he's saying, what mantram to say? Because here we know the Gupta Govardhanis have so many. And saying, well, we have to start very simple. Raghunath Das Goswami, Nija Nikata Nivasa Dehi Govardhanatvam. He's saying, Govardhan, please let me be by your side. That's his prayer in his famous prayers to Govardhan. If I can be by your side, nearby, by your side. But when Braja Gopis, Guru Maharaj tells us that Govardhan, he said, is like, because Krishna, like Mahaprabhu, internally Krishna, but externally devotee. So when the Braja Gopis in the 10th canto are praising Govardhan, they say, Hantayam Adrilabala Haridasa Barja, Yad Rama Krishna Charana Sparasha Pramoda, Manam Tanoti Sahago Ganayas Tayoryat, Paniya Suyavasa Kanda Rakanda Mulai. They're saying, oh Govardhan, you are Haridas Barja. You're the best of the servants of Hari, of Krishna. Here addressing as servant of Krishna. Why? They're saying, oh, you provide so much sweet water and grass for the cows and caves for confidential pastimes. But also they say, Yad Rama Krishna Charana Sparasha Pramoda. And when the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram touch you when they're walking, on, you're experiencing so much joy and happiness at the touch of their lotus feet. That they're telling. And in that other song, Brindaranyam Swapada Ramanam Pravishad Gita Kirti. The earth, which we generally take, we take as female, but in the Shanta position, it's saying, the earth is shivering in conjugal ecstasy at the touch of the lotus feet of Krishna. So, you tell me what is happiness in Krishna consciousness. All happiness, beginning, middle, and end. But I remember once in Srila Prabhupada's garden in Los Angeles, he was giving this sequence, Adalsradha, Sadhusanga, Bhajana, and talking about that, and telling each stage. But when he got to Bhav, and then when he came to like Prem, he said, then enjoyment. But Guru Maharaj again will say, but what is that enjoyment? Das kori beton mori deho prema dan. They call it compound interest. Are there any economists in the group? No, you're a bunch of Marxists. compound interest. Only a capitalist can understand this. They create, invest their capital, then the interest comes. What do you do with the interest? People go, we'll go buy something, spend it. Not a real capitalist. Real capitalist, oh, I got some interest. Increase the capital. Now the capital is greater, more interest will come, increase the capital. Guru Maharaj said, the devotees, they're like that. They're serving. Then when that time comes, increase the serving capital. More interest, increase the serving capital. So real preem is real enjoyment is seva. Hare Krishna.